Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So did you hear about this lady who woke up with a foreign accent?
Cool. I want that to happen to me. What language does she speak
so
now?
It's a foreign accent syndrome.
Didn't that happen to Madonna?
I think she just opted to. I call that accent Europea. Yeah. It's not really from anywhere in particular.
I think Lindsay Lohan had it happen.
Definitely had it happen. So a woman wakes up in Scotland, and she's got a Wales
How
accent.
Are you?
And Wales accents are really, really thick and hard to understand. And she had never been to Wales, never learned a Wales, just woke up with a Wales accent. So if you were to wake up with an accent, what accent would you choose?
French.
No, French is...
I think it's a lot of French guy. Well, you know, there are no rules in France.
There are no rules.
You
right.
kind of date as many people as you want. And, you know, those guys, whenever those French guys say anything, it doesn't sound offensive. You ever notice that? They get away with a lot.
They do get away with a lot. You're
who
right.
is the guy? The French accent is who always is the
yeah,
guy?
Do a French.
I don't know. I don't even think I could.
There it is.
Well, you're just doing Pepe Le Pew.
The accent, the accent is.
Who is the guy?
The lovely lady.
Who is the guy?
The Dodgers. And they're a very good team.
That's pretty good, actually. Who was the guy on Ted Lasso that had no filter? Like, he would just walk in
the
and
Welsh
go,
guy.
Go,
Dutch guy.
That's a really ugly shirt.
Yeah, he was a Dutch guy. Yeah, he was a Dutch guy.
Or you would say, I'm not feeling really good today. And he would say, you don't look good either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do any foreign accents, Brian?
No, I don't dabble in these.
I do not dabble in these. I do not dabble.
These little things.
These foreign accents.
So if you watch a lot of Hallmark movies like I do, you'll notice that they pull from the same acting troupe, and there's a couple of girls that have a different accent in every movie, and none of them are good.
No good accents?
Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Okay, so Lakers are searching for a head coach. I don't know if you heard this or not yet, John, but they're looking for a new head coach.
Me.
All right, so there's lots of speculation. Obviously, J.J. Redick is one of the guys that gets talked about a lot because he and LeBron are doing this podcast now. But there are some other names that are in the mix that I think are interesting. And in fact, some new names. So first of all, the Lakers, according to Dan Wojcicki, believe that the Lakers are placing a premium on experience. Here's what it says. As of midweek, the team is still in early stages, with both internal team sources and external coaching sources describing the Lakers as taking their time, unless something changes with, say, Ty Lue in the next few days. In conversation with sources over the last few days, there's a strong sense the Lakers are putting a premium on experience in this search, following trends where the Lakers have course-corrected from one decision by doing a version of the opposite. And since Ham was a first-time coach, that means Kenny Atkinson, who has been on Steve Kerr's staff in Golden State, who did well in his last Lakers coaching staff, will be in the mix.
He's a former head coach.
Yep.
Chauncey Billups, I heard, might be available soon. Portland made him fire two of his coaches, including his brother. So what would you think of that?
He's very smart.
Yeah, but he's had a really tough time in Portland. They haven't even come close to a winning season.
Yeah, probably not then. Here are some other names, John. Also means consideration of some of the most highly regarded assistant coaches in the league. So that includes Denver's David Adelman.
He has a very good reputation, but again, never been a head coach.
Minnesota's Micah Noria.
He's the guy that is coaching them now with Chris Finch out with that knee injury.
I'm a general. Whee!
Yeah. Charles Lee from Boston.
Okay.
And Sean Sweeney, who's an assistant in Dallas.
Okay, so I was thinking about this today. The next Sean McVay is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just really hard to find him.
Yes.
So maybe that's the route you go. Maybe those four names you just mentioned are the next Sean McVay. Somebody that if you give them an opportunity will just take it and run, like Nick Nurse did, like Chris right. Finch is doing now.
Right.
Like Ime Udoka did.
Well, are we going cold on the J.J. Redick concept?
No.
I still like the J.J. To me, I think the J.J. Redick.
He could be the next Sean McVay.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic. Here's one thing. That, you know, Brian Windhorst came out and said this. LeBron doesn't get involved in coaching hires. What is he talking about? LeBron doesn't get involved in coaching hires. Come on.
Brian has covered LeBron since he's been in high school.
Right.
Okay? Since both LeBron
of course.
Brian and LeBron have been in high school.
Right, right.
Why do you think he continues to have success covering LeBron?
Why do you think LeBron continues changing coaches?
Well, that's a different question. But my
it's a parallel question.
But the answer to my question is because I think he puts stuff out there that LeBron wants out there.
Right. And okay. And so the conclusion to mine is that LeBron is definitely a huge voice in who's the coach and who's not the coach. You're saying Brian is spinning for LeBron?
I'm not spinning for him because I think Brian's a really good
reporter.
He's
a great reporter.
But I think that one of the things that people come to him is he's kind of the LeBron whisperer.
Yes, he is.
And what he puts out there is if LeBron tells – let's put it this way. If LeBron tells Brian, hey, man, I'm not involved in this coaching search. I'm minding my own business. I'm staying off to the side, blah, blah, blah. Brian is free to report that.
Sure he is.
Because it's true. But LeBron told it to him.
Right, but it's...
But do you buy it?
No, I don't buy it at all.
I don't think most people do.
Don't pee on my leg until it's raining. He says, the Lakers have very few good candidates. LeBron James doesn't get involved in coaching hires. What is he talking about? He's spent a career in meddling in front offices.
And I think... Somebody put up a stat today that the average LeBron coach lasts 2.5 years.
Darvin didn't even make that.
Right. So I think part of it is LeBron wants plausible deniability, but I also think that you'd be foolish to think he's not being consulted in these coaching decisions. They're not going to call, LeBron's not going to find out on Twitter who the next Laker coach is.
Right, because Dave McMenamin simultaneously reporting LeBron James' opinion will be taken into consideration, but not just LeBron James, Anthony Davis as well, I'm told. And it looks
Rob says that pretty openly.
And the team kind of looks as Anthony Davis finally taking the torch from LeBron in the last season and a half. Now, do you think the last season and a half, Anthony Davis has taken the torch from LeBron?
I think Anthony Davis had his best season as a Laker.
Fantastic season.
And that's what you want. And I think AD's personality is less driven than LeBron's.
Correct.
So I think that while both are consulted, I think LeBron probably has a louder voice in the room.
Yeah. In other words, LeBron is going to play a huge role in who the next head coach is.
I think it would be foolish for anyone to think,
including LeBron, by the way,
that LeBron is not involved in this.
Yeah. No, he's in it. I mean, there's no question. I mean, he pulled the plug on Darvin. Once you lose the players, you're lost as a coach, and we've seen this all over the place. Coaches, you know, whether it's in Milwaukee or, you know, players get tired of the coach, feel like he's not doing right by them, and they immediately pull the plug on him, and it's a players' league. So, yeah, but don't tell me he doesn't have anything to do with the coaching search.
I think that, let's put it this way, he could veto anybody. If the Lakers if the Lakers came to him and said, hey, we want to hire Steve Mason as the new head coach, and LeBron said, absolutely not.
I would
not
veto that, yeah.
Then you wouldn't get that job.
Yeah, I would
and
veto.
Remember, too, this is an important part of this whole discussion. LeBron can still walk.
Yes.
As until the end of June to go somewhere else.
Right. Is it June 29th? That's the date?
Yeah. So
to a great degree, like, the Lakers are kind of on the clock.
Right.
It's what they do over the next couple of months that's going to determine whether or not, I mean.
And I think there's a chance they won't have a coach by June 29th.
Oh, you think they may wait?
I think they're waiting now. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe in 2 weeks they hire somebody. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, according to all these guys, it doesn't sound like it's necessarily imminent.
Right.
It sounds like
I don't think they're in a big hurry.
Yeah, going to take some time. All right. Let's see. I was looking. Oh, did you hear what 1.6 million people in Rio did over the weekend?
I did, and I don't know how this is possible.
We'll talk about it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, I want to talk to you guys for a second about Toyota and the Southern California Toyota dealers. They have a relationship with the Lakers that goes back 48 years. And that's because year after year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and simply the best vehicles on the road. And right now, brand new inventory is waiting for you. Choose from an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and EVs. Great deals waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Uh-oh. John, this is, I think, qualifies as Yacht Rock. It was performed by Yachtly Crew when we were at the Whiskey.
Matthew Wilder?
Matthew Wilder, who I think had one other song. I think he has two, he's a two-hit wonder. There was one other, one other Matthew Wilder song. All right, so John, Saturday night in Rio, Madonna is on this tour of the world, right? And
right.
It's her last tour, which means there'll probably be only three more.
Right.
So she performed before 1.6 million people in Rio.
Okay, how is this physically possible? Where do you fit 1.6 million people? You've been to Rio, right?
Yeah, I think they did. They say it's at Copacabana?
Yes.
At the beach.
They did say that.
It's
so
an enormous.
It's just like the thing I went to last weekend. They just open up the beach.
Yeah, they open up the beach. That's where it is. But 1.6 million. I mean, you don't. I guess you just want to be in the neighborhood of Madonna.
Right.
You're not actually going to see her.
Well, where would you guys come down? I know we've talked about this briefly before, but where would you come down on this class action lawsuit against Madonna?
I find in favor of the plaintiff.
Do you know what it's about?
Yes.
She starts super late. Yeah. So if her ticket says concert starts at 8, she goes on at like 10:30.
I find in favor of the plaintiff.
Greg,
how vote
you were
ye?
On the jury and the case was, hey, we all bought tickets to go see Madonna, but we have lives and jobs and babysitters and we can't wait.
And the ticket says 8.
2.5 hours for her to show up when she says it's going to be 8. We want our money back. How do you rule?
I would love to rule for the plaintiff.
The fans,
but most likely you'd probably rule in favor.
No, but
of
which would you rule?
Me personally,
yeah.
the fans, 100% the fans. It's ridiculous. 2.5 hours.
It is a
waiting.
Joke. It is a
it's
joke.
Way too long. No opener, anything.
But if
is
I
them
was
standing there,
right? But if I was Madonna's attorney, what I would say is, yep, I could provide you a list of performers that have come on that late over the last 30 years, and
Lauryn
nobody's
Hill
ever gotten a dime.
And if it's consistent, then you say they should. That's what to expect. They
right.
know.
That's,
you
that,
know
that,
what
there
you're
are,
getting
that's
into.
Well, that there is an unwritten rule that if you go to a concert, it never starts on time.
2.5 hours.
Right. Well, we on like,
I mean,
for example,
the only guy that I've gone to see more than once that always starts right on time is Springsteen, and he mm-hmm. always goes long.
Right. Right.
But he's one of a kind.
Yes.
You know, most people don't go on when they say.
I'm trying to remember if Taylor Swift went on time.
Although Sting went on early. Which
Sting went
weird.
On early is
yeah,
weird.
He was
yeah,
to start at 9, and at 8:55 he took.
See,
the
I think
stage.
It should be like a Broadway show. The ticket says 8,
I agree
start
with you.
At 8.
I agree with you.
At least an opener.
Yeah, an opener. Like when we didn't see Pink, she came on an hour after the ticket, but we had Pat Benatar opening for for Pink, which was fun.
So my friend Gordon says the Rolling Stones played in front of 1.5 million in 2006 at Copacabana. So apparently it's equipped for it.
So it, they can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There he is.
So,
I don't think Barry Manilow could pull 1.5 million. But
I don't believe so.
Don't mean to denigrate the great Barry Manilow.
But his Christmas show in the desert, still a gigantic hit.
There you go.
I think he plays like five nights at the McCallum Theater out there.
He could build some people there at the Copacabana, no?
If he sure he could.
Song, Copacabana.
Kind of a legend.
Yeah.
He wrote the songs that make the whole world sing.
That's right. At the Copa.
All right, so I wanted to ask you something about Trae Young. We've been talking a lot of Lakers today.
Yeah.
And Trae Young, who has been rumored as maybe the third star for the Lakers, has opted to leave the Clutch Agency and join CAA. And my take on that is Trae Young is not going to be a Laker. Is that fair?
No, it's not fair. I don't think A equals B. I think that guys, in this case Rob Pelinka, that look at fits, you have to be prepared to deal with any agent. Nobody likes agents or agencies because the relationship is adversarial.
Right.
But if you think the player can help you, you have to be willing to deal with anybody.
Right. But Rich Paul is so up in the business of the Lakers. And
correct,
if Trae Young leaves his agency, I find it hard to believe that that would be the target, given the fact that it's a partnership and all that stuff. I think Trae Young, I'm crossing him off the list.
I think if we asked him, Rich would come on. And if he came on, I think what he would say...
Well, he would never say no.
I think what he would say is, I represent a lot of different players. Some of them stay with me. Some of them go. I don't hold any ill will. I try and do the best I can for my clients, and there are other competing agents that try and do the best they can for their clients. It's Rob Pelinka's job to put together the best team, and I'm not going to stand in the way of that. I don't think Rich Paul would. I think what you're suggesting is because Trae Young left Clutch, Rich Paul would poison the water with the Lakers and he couldn't come here. I don't believe that to be true.
Well, does Rich Paul have sway in the organization?
Yes.
And LeBron does?
Yes.
And Trae Young just left Clutch? I find it hard to believe that the Lakers are going to, that Rich Paul and LeBron are going to sign off on, yeah, let's get the guy who just quit my agency.
There had to have been some kind of falling out, right? Like, you don't just leave Clutch.
No, I mean, Mason and I have changed agents before. You just, sometimes you just, the relationship runs its course. And you're ready for a change. And I think that I've never felt that by changing agents that I'm costing myself opportunities. And I'm sure that is the way Trae Young feels. Now, here's a reason why Trae Young might not come to the Lakers. He's not great defensively.
Oh, no.
And whereas we need people who can shoot, particularly shoot threes, and he can, if you gave me a choice between DeJounte Murray and Trae Young, I might lean more Murray because he defends.
Well, I think
he was first team all defense in his second year in the league.
And you know the difference.
And you're watching Minnesota play right now. Look at how they're locking people up defensively. I think that you have a 40-year-old LeBron who used to be first team all defense but doesn't play that defense anymore.
Right.
You have AD that's good. Austin tries hard on defense, but you wouldn't rate him a plus defender. If you're going to bring in somebody other than D'Lo, which is, I think, what you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think D'Lo's opting out.
Right, but you could bring him back. I think they got to get somebody who can play a little defense.
Okay, so we talked about the Atlanta backcourt. There's Trae Young.
Greg, who would you rather have, Trae Young or DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, it's going to be DeJounte. He's with Clutch.
Right.
DeJounte Murray's a Clutch client.
Right.
Trae Young is no longer a Clutch client.
And DeJounte Murray plays defense.
Yes, the other part of it.
But if Atlanta knows,
does he qualify as being a third star? Does
yes,
he make them championship
but
caliber?
The asking price for him last year at the trade deadline
included Austin,
and included a bunch of like Austin and a bunch of picks.
Yeah.
I wonder if other teams see. Oh, I have a Clutch client. He really wants to go to the Lakers. Let's hold the Lakers up.
Right, sure.
And so there may be a little of that going on, too.
Yeah, it's hard to say I mean, they want to add a third star, but it's not clear. I mean, DeJounte Murray's interesting. I think you're right. He plays defense, and he's very solid.
And he can score.
And he can score. There's this Donovan Mitchell pipe dream.
Well, there's also a lot of shooters out there that aren't, like, maybe starters, but that you could go get.
Yes.
Doug McDermott's a free agent, Buddy Hield's a free agent.
Right.
You know, somebody like that, that could just stand at the three-point line and shoot. We've never really had one of those guys.
Oh, this is interesting. I think it's pronounced Skeens. Paul Skeens.
Yes. The guy from Pittsburgh, yeah.
Will debut on Saturday for the Pirates.
He was the best pitcher in college baseball last year at LSU.
He has struck out 45 guys in 27 innings in AAA.
And apparently just has wicked stuff. Like, the only reason they didn't bring him up is because they didn't want to start his arbitration clock.
Yep. So he will start on Saturday for the Pirates against the Cubs.
I don't know if this is still the case. Maybe, Greg, you or Laura would know. He used to date that girl that's a gymnast. Brian, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, something Dunn, right?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn? Yes. Oh, yeah, I've seen
who
her.
Who has the most NIL money of any non-major sports athlete in the country.
Yep.
And I don't know if he still does, but he...
Last I checked, they were still together.
Yeah. He's a big deal. This guy is probably the biggest pitcher in the minors right now isn't up yet.
Big star. I think he's going to be a gigantic star. All right, coming up next for you, John, what is OTBS? Do you know? OTBS.
Off-track betting system.
That's what I thought. But it's not. We'll do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Commerce Casino and Hotel. My friends here, this is big. The World Series of Poker is coming to the Commerce Casino and Hotel May the 10th through the 24th. I get to play in this thing. I'm so excited. I'm going to get that bracelet and be in Vegas. You can take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Vegas in 2024. Visit CommerceCasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right in the action. This is going to be a great event. The World Series of Poker event at the Commerce Casino and Hotel, May 10th through the 24th. For details, go to CommerceCasino.com. That's CommerceCasino.com. One game can change your life. Don't forget, also the home of Mandy's 3. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, she just did SNL.
Yes. Dua Lipa.
It is not, actually.
Oh, no!
It sounds so similar,
it's
though.
I thought that's what I thought,
that's
too. I was like, Dua Lipa.
I thought that was Dua Lipa.
Pyra Ragu.
Oh, yeah, Pyra Ragu.
Know all of her music.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Very similar, though.
Yeah, I tracked a Ragu album last night.
Mace, earlier you played Jesse Hyman doing a, what song did he do?
He did a Bon Jovi song called
Brian,
Bed of Roses.
I just sent you to both the studio account and your account. Jesse
Hyman.
Jesse Hyman had a Dylan song ready, apparently.
He did.
And he sent it to us. So he says play the last 20 seconds. So when you get it, Brian, let us know.
All right. So Jesse Hyman is attempting to be Listener of the Year for the Mandy Awards this year.
Listener's choice.
He's going for it.
Well, what's the difference between Listener of the Year
and Listener? Listener of the Year, and the listeners have a Listener Choice Award that they can...
So they're picking one, and we're picking one.
Correct.
Okay.
So there are two.
We picked Crypto Ray.
That's a good choice. Crypto Ray is a great listener.
Crypto Ray is a fantastic guy.
Who votes? Like, All of us or you guys?
All of us.
I think just Morales.
Okay.
Oh, right. I think it is.
That's why I was like, wait, I didn't.
For that, the last year.
Well, yeah, for the listener of
I
the
think
year.
We should. I think we should actually have a conversation about that.
Let's have a conversation.
I think, like, internally, like,
what
the
you
show
can do
should.
Is have a conversation, and then Morales will pick the winner.
You'll say no.
Who should win?
Well, Crypto
Ray already won.
So is he prohibited from winning 2 years in a row?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, no.
No? But I don't think we'd pick him again. Well,
Brian's got the
traveling award.
Jesse Hyman, Bob Dylan, Atena. He's trying to win. He's going for Greg the Listener Choice Award.
I don't
award.
Know. He's going for one of them.
All right, yeah. Let's
That's
hear
the
this.
The only one they got.
Here we go. Now this sounds like Dylan.
You know what? That could be Dylan.
That's not Dylan?
Okay, so Jesse just needs to stay in his lane.
The Dylan lane.
Because, right, the other song didn't sound good, but this sounds good.
Yeah. So is Jesse Hyman now officially in the running for Listener's Choice and Station's Choice?
He's in. All listeners are in the running for both of them.
But Morales is going to pick...
I don't know.
Our guy.
I just got a text from Chris Ward. Is he up for this?
If Chris Ward's up for this,
I'm rescinding whoever I said I was voting for before. Forget it.
Yeah, Chris
You're
Ward.
You're not going for Jesse Hyman anymore?
Well, no, Chris Ward takes care of me. Yeah, no, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, Jesse gives us music. Chris Ward gives us something else.
I didn't even know Chris was interested. I'm team Chris. Matter of fact, can I make financial donations? If so, I'm donating to the Chris Ward campaign. Yeah.
Well, we saw what happened last time he made a financial donation.
Yeah, that guy got like 10 votes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He was out before Super Tuesday. It was a complete waste of money.
So
might as well take it and throw him out the window.
So, Ireland, I posed a question to you as a tease.
Yeah.
What is OTBS? OTBS.
Off-track betting system.
It's interesting. Does anybody else? Laura, I know you know, but
I
does
know,
anybody
yes.
else know what OTBS is?
Outside the box score.
Well, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
But no.
Brian?
I had no idea. I did hear this clip, but before that, no clue.
Okay.
One-time BS.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
Okay.
Here is Shaq on the set of TNT.
Shaq, what are you doing over there?
He couldn't understand the analogy.
Go ahead.
He's like,
what he did. You know when he drops his pen, when we say something,
he's all Gronk.
Go ahead.
He's all Gronk.
Go ahead, Shaq.
First of all,
Gronk won't punch you in the face. I'll punch you.
There it is. See, I told you.
Because you're over there. Because first of all, when Ernie asked you a question, you OTBSing. You're over there BSing around. Answer the question. Yeah, over there. BSing.
BSing.
That's good.
So over there, BSing.
I had never heard that
kind
before.
Kind of OTBS works around here a lot.
Yeah, it does. It
that's
sure
all
does.
We do is OTBS.
Yeah, a lot of people come in OTBSing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so we're going to do Game of Games.
Well, good news about the Game of Games today is that Brian can't win.
Oh, that's right.
Because it's his game.
He won yesterday, right?
He's been rolling.
Brian's on a
back,
tear.
Baby.
Yeah, you won back-to-back,
the humble
and then you're
genius.
Going today.
Yep.
Is anybody else playing besides the four of us?
I think the four of us
That's
is good.
Fine.
We can
yeah.
get like
and,
a
we're good.
Or
and Brian, what's the theme for the game? Can you give us a little sneak preview?
What's coming up on Sunday?
What's coming up on Sunday? All right, it's a good question. I can't
Sunday?
Actually think what's coming up on
this
Sunday.
This Sunday.
This Sunday.
Mother's Day.
Mine's May 10th.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you real quick.
Ma, the meatloaf!
About the 5 o'clock Cappy Hour. So when 5 o'clock comes around, you want to be sure to be locked into the L.A. Afternoon Drive Takeover for the Tito's Vodka 5 o'clock Cappy Hour. Tito's Handmade Vodka, simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's Handmade Vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. Don't miss the Tito's Vodka 5 o'clock Cappy Hour this afternoon at 5 right here. 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE.
That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. And our game master today is Brian Cullen. BC, what do you got going?
I like that title, Game Master.
Game Master. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, Mother's Day coming up here, May 12th to Sunday. So a little Mother's Day game.
Okay.
Start you off here. It's all multiple choice.
Got it.
Number one here, what year was Mother's Day signed into law as the second Sunday of May? 1898, 1914, or 1924?
Greg.
1924.
Laura.
1924.
Mace. I am going to say 24 also.
Do I take a swing here? What was the second one?
1914.
I'll go 1914.
You'll be glad you did. That is their correct answer.
Whoa. Victory. Okay.
All right. See if I can keep it going. All right. Number two here. Which of these was not, I repeat, was not a real Mother's Day promotion? KFC Chickendale's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Lucerne Mother's Milk Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Mac and Cheese Swearing Moms.
Okay, Laura.
I am going to go with B, Lucerne.
Mother's Milk Fest.
Yeah,
Mace. I'm also going to do Lucerne Mother's Milk Fest.
I am too. I don't think you'd make a promotion out of Mother's Milk. I'll go with that too, Greg.
What was the first one?
KFC Chickendale's Mother's
Day. Oh, Chickendale's. That's the one. I don't think that's a thing.
It was the Mother's Milk Fest.
Yeah.
We're not going to do a Mother's Milk Fest.
Yeah, that's a little too weird.
Did you make that up? That's a weird thing
to make
up.
I did,
yes. Weirdo. Of course he did. It worked on you.
It did. Genius.
There you
go. Here we go. Number three. How much money was spent in the U.S. on Mother's Day in 2023? $35 billion, $23 billion, or $12
billion? Mace.
$35
billion. I'm with you. $35 Greg.
It better be $35
billion. Laura.
What was the other?
Ooh, she 23 can take a
or
shot
12?
Here.
23.
It is $35
billion. Okay.
Dang.
So Bergman, Mason, Ireland 3, Mason 2, Greg and Laura 1.
Number 4 here. What is the official flower of Mother's Day? The lily, the sunflower, or the carnation?
Oh, wow.
I've got to narrow down to 2.
I do too. And I have to go first. I am going to go with the sunflower. Greg.
Lily, carnation, sunflower? Sunflower.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the lily.
That was my second choice. Mace, what are you going
with? I'm
going
to try lily.
It is carnation.
Oh, we all missed it.
I was between carnation and lily.
Like a, I never considered carnation. I thought it was sunflower or lily.
Carnation just seemed.
All right.
Next one here. According to salary.com, approximately how much should a stay-at-home mom make if she was compensated for everything she does?
Okay.
There's no money. No money.
$42,000, $98,000, $163,000.
Craig.
What was the middle one?
$98,000.
Because they're actually doing this by what it should be. Mm-hmm. That one, the second one.
$98,000, Laura.
There's no money. I'm just saying that. The highest one, $163,000, I think it was.
Yes, 163.
Mace.
I'm going the highest one, 163 or 62, whatever that is.
I will also go the highest one, 163.
It is 163,000.
Yeah. I got another point. I needed that.
And they're still underpaid.
That's right.
Yeah. John 4, Mace 3, Laura 2, Greg 1. We're like a ladder.
Yes.
All right. How many are left?
5 left.
Okay, plenty left. All right, here we go.
According to the LA County Department of Children and Family, how many children aged newborn to 17 live in L.A. County? 4.2 million, 2,950,000.
Laura.
Wow.
2 point whatever mil.
All right. 2 million and change. Mace.
see, LA County, 4.2.
All right. Yesterday, Mason had a question. How many people live in LA County? And it was around 10 million.
Yes.
It was a 9 and change. So what's the middle one?
2 million. 4.2 mil, 2 mil, 950,000.
I'm going 950,000. Greg.
Really? That's so low.
That's so low.
I'm going to take the middle one, the 2.
2 mil.
Yeah.
Everybody answered?
Yeah.
2 million is the correct
answer.
Yeah.
Greg got it. Laura got it. Did you get it, Mace?
No, I missed that.
All right, so it's now John 4, Laura 3, Mace 3, Greg 2.
I got 4 left here.
Okay.
And I have said this on the show before.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
What is my mother's name?
Oh, no.
Is it Lori, Lauren, or Linda?
Hmm.
This mother's name. This one is Mace.
Lori, Lauren, Linda.
I'm going to say Lauren.
The three, it's Lori, Lauren, or Linda?
Correct.
They all work with Cohen.
I can go next.
I know. I will go Lori.
Dang.
Greg.
I know.
I was going to go with Lori. That sounds like a Lori Cohen.
That does sound like a. Okay, Laura, what's yours?
Well, I was going to go Lori, but now I want to catch up to him, so I need to go against him. So I'm going to go Linda.
Should have gone Lori.
So I got it and Greg got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Darn, I should have.
You still had 3 left.
Yeah, but still, I wanted. All right,
got to play the game.
So
more.
Now I have 5, and everybody else has 3.
See,
how many are left?
I got 3 left and a tiebreaker.
All right, I'll go first. Here we go.
So we still don't have to go opposite of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Mother's Day 2016, Bryce Harper reached base 7 times in a 13-inning game. How did he reach base 7 times? 6 walks and a hit by pitch, 3 home runs, 3 doubles, hit for the cycle, and walked 3 times.
Wow, that is...
You got to go first.
I know, that is a great question. I'm going to go 3 home runs. Greg.
Okay, so that's out.
Yeah, so that's out, but it's not actually.
You're still in.
Oh, yeah, you kind of do. There's 2 left, and I'm up by 2.
This is the 3rd one, though. So, yeah, whatever. I'm going to go with the 6 walks and the hit by pitch.
Okay, Laura.
I will go B. I don't even know what that is.
That's the 3 one that John went.
Oh,
do you want to change your answer?
Sure, I'll go A.
6 walks.
6 walks.
I'm down by
2.
I'll take my shot. Cycle in 3 walks.
He was walked 6 times.
Let's go.
All right, so Greg and Laura got that, right?
That was bad.
Okay, so
there we go.
Is there just 1 left or 2?
2 left. 2 left.
Okay, so everybody's still alive. Here we go. I have to go first again.
Now I'm up. Now I'm fired up. I'm like
Momo. It's back. John 5, Greg and Laura 4, Mace 3.
There on Mother's Day 2019, the Raptors beat the 76ers in Game 7, the Eastern Semifinals, the Kawhi Leonard buzzer beater that kind of hung on the rim.
Right.
How many points did Kawhi score in that game? 49, 41, or 33?
This is right up Ireland's alley.
I don't remember. I don't know it. Trying to think of who else was on that team. I'm going to go.
I don't remember, that's sticking in my head, but.
I'm going to go 41.
Ah, that's what I. Wait, I'm still 1 back.
Yeah, Laura.
1 more.
I'll go. What was it, 33?
That's one of the choices.
Yeah, I'll do 33.
Greg.
41.
You're going with me. Mace.
33.
It was 41.
Okay.
So I think I'm out.
I think. No, Greg, you can. Yeah, Greg's the only one who can catch me.
I can catch you. I have to go opposite of you now. Now I have to.
Laura and Mace are out.
See, you got to play the game. You got to play the game.
It always comes down to this. Yeah, All right, go ahead.
Last one here.
I'm trying to jump and it didn't work.
Yeah, you don't jump them. You got to pick spots.
Okay.
2016 movie titled Mother's Day with Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, and Jason Sudeikis was nominated for 6 awards according to IMDb. Which nomination won? The Razzie Award for Julia Roberts, Worst Actress, the Hawaiian Films Critic, Worst Film of the Year, or the Alliance of Women Journalists, Most Need for a New Agent Award for Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. God, those sound so good. They all are like good guesses.
Yeah, they all are. I'm going to go with the most Jennifer Aniston needs a new agent one. Is that the one you wanted to go with?
Yeah, that was the one I wanted to go with.
Well, you got two other avenues.
So the other one was the Razzie Award.
Razzie Award for Julia Roberts. Or the Hawaiian Films Critic Worst Film of the Year.
Very easy for you to do a Razzie one and make it. I'm going with the Hawaiian one.
John got it right. The
Alliance. That was the one I wanted to go with. That was the one I wanted to go with.
Now I know. Don't jump. I'm just, you know.
Ireland. That was good, Brian. That was a great game.
Ireland 3, Brian 2, Mason 1.
You guys want the tiebreaker?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Dallas Braden threw a perfect game on Mother's Day 2010 for the A's. 19th perfect game in MLB at the time. How many pitches did he throw to get that perfect game?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got a number.
I got a number. Greg, you got one?
Sure.
Laura?
Just pick it. Just pick a number.
Just pick a number, Laura.
30.
Yeah, that's a good call, Laura.
Good guess, Laura.
Thought that through.
That's almost a perfect game. Yeah.
Greg, I wrote down 106.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I had 112.
I had 96.
109.
Ooh, it was 30.
It was my day.
Yeah. 112. I was 3 over.
30. And I was 3 under, so it's a tie in the tiebreaker.
Tie in the tiebreaker.
So that's why you're closest to not going over.
Right.
Well, I actually had a second tiebreaker in case that was the
– Let's have it.
Wow, look at you, Brian.
Out of those 109 pitches, how many were strikes?
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to say –
In a perfect game.
Okay, Greg, I wrote down a number.
I got a number.
I'm going to go with – 78.
I'm going 71.
I put down 63. 77.
Oh, I was almost right on that.
Right
on
it. Yeah, that was very good.
Very good.
All right,
Brian,
Brian hit the super stager.
La 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 bird.
Right, there's Cappy. Mace thought you were here.
Yeah,
today,
I saw you today here, didn't I?
No.
No. Didn't you say hey to me at some point because you were at the game last night?
How much weed did you have last night?
Cappy, I saw this morning you and Morales were running around LA Live. Why would you not be here now? Did you drive back to South?
Mace, are you sure?
Yeah.
He drove back to South last night.
I saw a picture of you and Morales at LA Live this morning.
Right, but does that mean that it was taken this morning?
Oh, you think he's recycling old pictures just for the hell of it?
I do, because he thinks that I'm hot and he wants me to be sitting down.
Oh,
photos.
Interesting. No, where the hell you went back to South? Were you not here?
I was here.
He was at the game last night.
Cappy had a partner meeting today. In South Orange County, I believe. No.
And this time, Cap, was it actually a partner meeting and not a trick to get you into a meeting where you got dressed down?
Yes, Johnny. This was a legitimate partner meeting. Mm-hmm. I was told by the powers that be that I needed to be in Corona to meet with one of our partners,
mm-hmm.
and I met in Corona, and then I about 2:30 this afternoon, I was like, guys, I got to go because the stress of not making it on time, and then I looked at my map, and I'm like, is it closer to get to downtown L.A. with traffic, or is it closer to get to south L.A. without mm-hmm. traffic? So I went south. That's where I'm at.
And did you make him plenty of time?
I made it about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
So yesterday I'm leaving and I'm listening to you guys because I wanted to hear the epilogue as to what happened in your meeting.
Yeah.
And Sonano, Morales made a statement that Mason and I are scared of you.
Yeah, which I said was nonsense.
It's
just a weird thing to say.
Should we be scared of you?
No.
Good question.
What George is capable of.
Yeah, I've never looked at George as being, scary. I mean, why would we...
Cappy, is he scary?
He is scary to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think Morales is scared of
Petrified.
Sonano.
I think Morales is terrified of
Sonano.
It's
good reason, because George is one of the few people, well, I do it too, but George will do it even more directly than I do, that will tell Chris... the truth.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I will call a horse's ass a horse's ass.
Right. I think, by the way, George, I think you and I are the only two people here that do that.
No, my ass. These guys called me into a meeting. I reamed them.
No, but you...
no, you did.
I totally reamed you guys.
Okay,
it
but
was
John,
a completely
John has a point.
Meeting.
John has a little bit of a point, Mason. Here's what I would say. Okay. John and I are more aligned in our views about a lot of stuff at the station, okay? Is what I would say historically, even if you think about just kind of our positions on certain
things.
It's because we're in the league.
Yeah, it's all about being in the league.
Right.
No,
so
here comes
that.
Chris. He can win.
And then, wait. So before Chris says anything.
Yeah.
And then Cappy, so Chris said, yesterday when they were trying to get us to do this thing that they knew we wouldn't want to do.
Did you, by the way, ever specify what that thing was?
We were kind of making, we would make like pointed jokes about it to give people clues.
Okay. But you never outright revealed it.
I mean, we did. I think we actually said they wanted us basically to do more stuff on YouTube on days that we didn't get into the specifics. So we'll save some of that.
Well,
for
why don't
our
we
show.
Ask Mason and Ireland?
Well, I'll ask Mason and Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So let me finish. Hold on. Let me finish. So what Chris was saying, if you heard, he said, we knew we were never going to get you, Sedano, to agree to this. But Cappy, we could always get him to do
well,
stuff.
Well, he's the weak. He's the weak
he
link.
He said, we'll break you. We'll break you, Cap.
That's the difference between you and John. John can, is like me. He cannot be broken. You can be broken occasionally.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I think
I just go along. I try to be a team player. Yeah, somebody asks me to do something, I show up.
You joined the Rams affiliate conference
call. I was on the Rams affiliate conference call today.
That's my story, too. That's my deal.
Okay, so Chris, circle back.
Yes.
Why would Mason and I be scared of Sedano?
Well, first off, a lot of it is shtick, as you know. I just ripped the show I'm not
there
on at the moment.
There is a ton of shtick.
Yeah, like when I'm with you guys, I rip Travis and Saliba up, so on and so forth.
But
and
you never rip Sedano and Cap. Those are your boys.
Oh, no, I do a lot. I do it
on
the show.
Oh, no, on Travis and Saliba, he does it the other way. Yeah, he goes back on their show.
I go reverse slide, hoping they don't hear it.
Yeah. No, there's no question, because the circle of trust literally tells us every time
but here's what
it's
I would
always
say.
On their show.
When you say I'm afraid of Sedano...
Yeah, you are.
Hold on. I am.
Yeah.
And every person at this radio station should be.
No. Now, tell us why.
I'll tell you the why.
Yeah.
He is the black hand. And I mean this.
What does that even mean?
Black hand.
He is the godfather. Without George Sedano, this radio station doesn't exist.
Really?
And I'm not
lying.
Wait a
minute. When you inducted Mason and I into the Hall of Fame, you said that about us.
I'm talking about behind the scenes.
Right.
I'm talking about in years 2021, 2020. If George Sedano wasn't George Sedano, and I mean all of us, including myself.
We don't survive the pandemic?
Well, explain it.
We don't survive the transition to GKB.
Okay, so everybody gets blown out if it's not for Sedano?
Yeah.
And so if it's not for George Sedano, we all were getting blown out.
I don't know about blown out. Everybody would have...
I mean,
radio station
you guys definitely were, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, clearly.
There definitely would have been a transition to the station before the sale.
So we would have gotten blown out.
All of us. But George Sedano went in.
But
there.
George Sedano would be here.
Do you have the Godfather music?
No. He didn't say George Sedano would be here. That's not what he said.
George Sedano wouldn't be here. He'd be still
really?
With ESPN.
So we'd all be canned?
The radio station wouldn't exist as it was.
Sedano.
So Sedano saved it. If he was a relief pitcher, we'd give him a save.
He went to the family. Where's the music? I need the music before I do this part.
The familia?
So give him the save. George, you almost blew the save.
No.
George Sedano traveled much like... when Michael in Godfather 1 went back to the home country.
Right.
And he went back, not to Bristol, but to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And said, we can't do this without the team, without the family.
Mm-hmm.
And a certain gentleman said, I will not buy it if George Sedano tells me not to.
Now, wait a minute. So do you think at one point George said to Cappy, Cappy? You're my brother, and I love you. But don't ever
take
go against
that
the family.
That would happen.
So without George Sedano, now, of course, he helped himself in the whole thing, but he helped all of us.
Yeah, but why wouldn't we be...
We wouldn't be scared
of him, Chris. We'd be thankful.
Where would I be if it wasn't for Sedano?
At KLAC.
Oh, yeah, at 570? Bad place to work.
You'd be doing Dodger Talk with David Bessay.
I would love to do Dodger Talk with David Bessay.
Two culture pop podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
One in the morning.
That's right.
Want to tell you, you'd probably be working for a fourth of what you make now.
What? Why do you bring this up?
Because
why
fun.
Do you bring stuff? It's not
fun.
Fun.
It's fun.
It's not fun.
Well, I'm saying you do well because you're good.
I do fine. Yeah,
but they're very cheap over there.
Oh, so they pay a lot less.
Yeah, Mason gets very. Gets very sensitive about the money stuff.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about the money stuff.
I get
stuff.
You. I don't either.
You know, Cap loves to talk about money.
Oh,
well, yeah, but I thought those guys paid a lot more.
No. The only guy making a jack over there, I think, is Don.
Oh, over there? Yeah, Don's probably making it.
No. Those guys are the guys who have our
jobs.
Oh, no. Are making money.
Yeah, I'm sure Petros and Money make money.
Make money.
Petros and money's in their name.
Money makes money. It's in his name.
Listen, Lunchtime Fred ain't making Mason Ireland money.
Lunchtime with Fred.
Somebody told me Fred's...
He's probably paying to get on.
Somebody told me Fred's doing TV again in Palm Desert.
My mom and not stepdad Leo watch him every night. He's on at 7:30 and does a very, very local Palm Springs kind of show. But I watched him when he was out there. It's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Good for
Fred.
Yeah.
But you are right. I am afraid of Sedona. But he's also
kind
of like my agent.
But somebody needs to make sure that he's afraid of somebody.
Well, that is true.
That's
that is 100%
true. Because I'm not afraid of Cappy.
No,
well, because here's the thing. If it wasn't for Sedano, there would be no checks and balances. And you think Chris has turned into pig vomit in the last 6 months as it is. Mm-hmm. Think about how much
it
worked.
Vomit. Greg's pig vomit.
No, mm-hmm. Greg's not pig vomit.
You're both in that.
Yeah, you're in that. Guys, you're under that umbrella.
So long story. Do you want to tell
management?
Do we want to talk about this on the air?
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, do it.
Chris, yes?
Which part?
The stuff about yesterday's meeting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
you're asking him for permission. He asked
I
want to
make
permission.
Sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah,
here.
We're on it. We're on the
same
page. Okay.
May I frame it up?
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
So, if there were consistent play-by-play events at 3 p.m.
Right.
Meaning, and I don't know the exact language.
In October when we do the World Series and we have Laker preseason games, they conceivably in October could miss a couple of weeks.
Right. So if we came to you
mm-hmm.
with the family, no, and we just said, listen, you do a show every day, 1 to 4.
Yep.
On 7:10 a.m.,
yep.
we're going to play said play-by-play event because it's good for our relationship with the network. GKB now has
right.
control of the sales and marketing. Right,
right,
ESPN
right.
Radio.
Sure.
But YouTube is a big priority for the company.
Right.
And our YouTube numbers, I meant to send this actually to all you guys, the data that came out from Carlos Isu for one of our meetings yesterday, the data is exploding on YouTube.
Nice.
Which is a result of the content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a simulcast of this. But imagine this. At 3 o'clock, when we go to the play-by-play,
right.
then the show keeps rolling in here on YouTube only for 45 minutes.
So they keep going. YouTube-only show.
My first reaction to this is... That is beneath Sedano and Cap.
That was Sedano's first reaction, too.
If I was advising George and Cappy, I would tell him not to do it.
So, John,
now here's what I would do. Chris, here's what I would do.
Yes.
If you are willing to put them on the air and move the play-by-play to the stream, then I would do it.
So, John, here was my position.
Love that idea.
My position on it was this, okay? And this is why you and I on these things are mostly aligned, okay? Because I said, well, then what have we been doing combo plates for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's different, though.
No, it's not different.
That's the same idea.
Yes,
it's not different.
It is different.
It is and it isn't. Because we, again, we in Afternoon Drive for many years on this station, well preceding any of us doing it, right? There was...
And all four of us have done it.
Yeah.
Correct, right? There were...
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and the understanding is you were probably going to miss 20 to 25 shows
right.
when the Lakers
Branches,
were on the East
yeah.
Coast or something like that, right? Like, it's just... Or you would have shortened shows or whatever. So we bridged that gap when the station came to us and said, hey, what about this combo plate idea where we merge the shows and the mm-hmm. times are different? And even on days when, like, John was on the East Coast, one of us would do the show with Mace.
Right, yeah, we'd flip it around, sure.
And we were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's be good teammates. It's great for the station. It'll be good for the shows. It'll be fun.
And which, Chris, they did not have to do, I'd like to point out.
I don't
out.
Know if that's correct.
No, it is correct.
It is correct.
It might be correct for Sedano. It's not correct for
Cappy. Oh, it's actually, Sedano's got a different Cappy deal than Cappy.
No, hold on. No, here's what they tried to do. So mm-hmm. so let's be really
And by the way, I'd
it.
Like to give you guys this update. Today, quarterback Greg was behind closed doors for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then he stormed in my office holding a stack of papers and said, I got him.
You went through the contract.
Oh, so the contract. So I just want to let you know there will be an update at the end of the week.
Well, good luck because I know what my contract says.
It doesn't have to do with your contracts. It might have to do with something else.
Mm. All right, but
so the thing is though is that there's this immediate jump to you and me.
Yes,
Mace. You and me are the guys who always say yes.
Yes,
we're the guys who just show up and say yes no matter what.
Yep.
Right.
By the way, before you get because I know where this is going. Everybody on Twitter is going to come after Greg and I. If we told you what these people make per hour,
will you stop that?
And we're simply
asking them to do that for 3 hours.
Chris, we negotiated those salaries.
Right.
Hold on for a second.
You didn't have to pay us what we wanted.
The sheriff.
He doesn't pay us.
Hold on for a second.
He doesn't sign the checks.
But you know what's not in their agreement? That they get this sort of quote unquote. Oh, we get 25 days off because
the
Lakers
no.
Away. Wait
no,
a minute.
But the understanding was.
Well, it was.
Hold on. No. Well, this was the understanding
him,
with
George.
The previous
get
iteration
him.
Of management.
Cappy,
that was
you
here.
Have 60 days left. I would have lost.
No, not even 52. Today's day 52.
Now he's lording that
yeah,
over him.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. When the Otter was running the show around
the
here,
Otter
okay,
6 years ago.
Oh, great
okay,
guy.
But that
the
was
Otter
when
was
this deal was consummated. Okay,
6 years ago.
The deal that continues to exist was consummated back then. The language is no different, which was the when I said, well, how about this number? And they said him and his boss, who was in the office, who I loved, who's no longer around. You know,
did
Scott.
He die? Oh.
Well, he's no longer around
McCarthy.
The station.
No, Scott McCarthy. We love Scott McCarthy.
Yeah, look, great guy.
He signed all these deals.
And by the way, and he's now my agent.
I know.
Yeah.
And by the way, the assumption. Well,
who needs to be profitable? Just keep signing away.
Exactly. So the conversation was like, hey, I want this number. And they're like, well, we want you at this number. And I said, well, you know, why not this number? And they're like, well, you're going to have 20 to 25 days off,
right,
that you wouldn't normally have because of the way the schedule breaks. And then I was like, okay, well, how about
that factored in.
Correct,
exactly.
100%.
It was negotiated.
Right.
Collectively bargained.
Yeah. Correct. But so here's the problem, though. When leadership rotates and a new company now owns things,
right,
that isn't stated in there.
Okay, well, it isn't.
So
but,
unless you have a recording of the otter and Scott.
Wait a minute, but here's the problem, Chris.
But if you don't want to honor the deal, then I will go into every little minutia of the contract, if that's what you want to do.
By the way, you and I shared a beautiful dinner last night,
and
I was good.
I thought we were good, but now you're bringing back all, like,
well,
they
say, by the way,
but in Spanish, Chris, they say, estás trayendo los trapos viejos, and now you're doing
exactly
what they
say.
That's exactly what they say.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I have no idea what it means, but I was going to say it.
Yeah, I was too.
And I wasn't,
Laura
even,
knows.
I didn't even think about it today at all until Corporate Greg smashed into my room and said, I got him.
All right. Well, good luck.
Now, is there an end result here? It sounds like Cappy's doing a YouTube show.
Cappy's doing a YouTube. So Cappy and I had coffee this morning and pretty much said, hey, everything George said, that's not me. We're good. You know, just give me the dates.
Wow,
That's exactly what
he flips so fast.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what
we
said.
Wow, he's only got 60 days left.
Right, exactly.
I can't believe you lorded the 60 days over him.
Well,
Johnny, we should line up behind Cap. Me and Mason Sedano should line up behind Cap and say, if you drop
Don't
Cap, you understand? You
60
us.
Days, Cappy.
No, yeah. But we're starting promos. We're going to do a countdown on air.
This all works to my advantage.
59 days and Cappy's agreement.
How so, Cap?
Well, because here's the thing. Chris is saying to me, hey, we need you to do this. And it wasn't really like they tried to frame it as if, hey, this would be really wonderful if you would do this. And you know, the ownership would really appreciate it. But what they were really was saying was, you're doing this.
They were trying to divide and conquer very quickly.
Right.
That's not very nice.
And by the way, we flipped the script on them because Greg then suggested, because this was supposed to be during the NBA playoffs, right? So it's like literally right now. Mm-hmm. And just like no real notice, which by the way, I'm going to be gone doing games in the conference finals and finals.
So this doesn't actually impact Sedano at all because he won't be here.
That was the other thing. I said, I'm not even going to be in studio. I'm going to be doing shows on the road for the next month and a half, basically.
So you really want Sedano because I stand with George on this because I'm on the road a lot. You really want him to do YouTube shows from the road when he's doing games?
Well, he's not doing the show.
Okay.
So it doesn't even imply.
Right, but then on days I'm doing the show in a foreign studio, you want me to do YouTube or whatever. So here's the funny part, John. So Greg then says, well, you know, and then there's also like the days we have Angels where we end the show at 6:38 and you can do 22 minutes. I said, well, you know, 22 minutes, it would be more ideal. I'd be okay potentially with that. And then Chris says, well, no, that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at for the hours for when you're doing, when we run basketball play-by-play.
Yeah.
To which I respond, they say, well, it sounds like you guys aren't on the same page here. So when you're on the same page, come back to us.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Greg found a page today that works.
Oh,
well,
great.
Here's,
well,
you know what he says?
I got him.
You know what he says in Mason in my contract?
Here's
what
I'll say.
Here at 4:12, which was a minute ago.
Here's what I'll say. I have a certain set of skills. Good luck.
Unique set of skills. I agree.
Be sure to watch George Sedano on the YouTube channel next week.
I invite Greg to put that. He should put that out in the court of public opinion. Like, if he's got us, then prove it.
I mean, if you want to do that, we could do that.
Yeah,
I would love for you to do
now
that.
I'm listening for sure.
I want to hear because
I just want to tell you guys.
Contracts.
Line.
You went to the Dodger game with him, and he still turned on you.
Oh wait, but George, you don't understand. This morning, don't you know that me and Team Cappy, which is a vast array of professionals,
it's Rachel.
No, there's more. There's a whole legal team.
Your divorce
a legal team. Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. We
just
sat
kept him
down
on retainer
and went through the contract line by line so that I was armed and dangerous.
At one point you get up and yell, I got him?
Cappy, when you were looking at the contract, did you see the end date?
Oh.
Let's go out on that. That was beautiful.